Eason, Allen Robinson so far?
Yeah, man, I think both of them are coming along, making some big plays out there. And, you know, there's obviously rookie mistakes out there. But overall, I think they grasped it pretty well with Cecil being out and really stepping up to the challenge and competing each and every day.
How rare is Lee's stop and start on some of these, you know, double moves that one he put on McCray today, I think, that you threw to him?
Yeah, I mean, I just think he just understands the position, how to position his body with the defensive back. Just certain things that he does, it's just natural to him. And it's almost like a 5 to 10 year vet, the way he, you know, choice routes or something where he's just one-on-one and the guy flies outside and he just sits it down instead of just running out underneath him is really good stuff. And we just got to keep working with him and keep, you know, encouraging him. And I think he's going to do some good things.
It seems with Allen, the target zone for you guys as far as the balls that he's able to get to, bigger than the average.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we're testing him, see what kind of range he does have, and we know he has it. But, you know, keep throwing the high balls to him and try to let him go up and get a play, make the play.
Do you have enough of a rapport with him that it's not a big deal yet?
Yeah, I think we'll be fine. You know, Cecil will be right back, running the same old routes that he's been running, and he's pretty solid. He stays mentally sharp, and, yeah, I think we'll be fine once he comes back.
First ace, now Cecil. Do you feel like your receivers just kind of keep dropping, and how difficult is that on you as the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough with those guys being out, but, you know, that's why we drafted two guys, and, you know, they're coming along very well, and, you know, guys are stepping up. Allen Hurns, I mean, Mike Brown's always very solid. Kerry Taylor from last year. So I think we have more depth in that position, which is a good sign.
Can you speak to the relationship that you're building with Mercedes? I mean, it seems like he's becoming a go-to guy for you in a lot of those drills.
Oh, I mean, I think he's probably the one that's really opening a lot of eyes, making the plays that we want him to make, using his body, just understanding the routes that we're trying to, you know, accomplish out there. And he's really impressive right now. And we're going to keep feeding him until he shows us that he can make the plays. But right now, if he's one-on-one, I think we're going to go to him.
People talked about Mercedes as the tight end and question marks there. What have you seen from Clay Harbor? I mean, it looks great today because he's finishing plays like he's been doing all spring long. What do you think about what you've seen from him?
I think Clay's just a guy that, you know, he's more of a route runner, but one of his goals is to be more physical. And that's what you saw today. He's trying to become more physical, and I think he's done a great job in the run game and blocking-wise. So if he can become that two-dynamic tight end, it's going to be a good group there.
Chet, where do you stand right now? Are you happy with your camp so far, and what can you improve upon?
Yeah, I mean, we're day three, so it's too early to say. But you know, it's just keep getting better each and every day, and just really, you know, Jed's been putting a lot on our shoulders, trying to, you know, more audibles, but it's really just taking ownership of it. And if I see something out there, and I check off something, I mean, he gets excited, and it's exciting for us because that shows him that we're understanding defense, understanding the offense, and getting him the best plays that we feel is going to work.
And that's something you can do because it's your second year in the same offense.
Absolutely, and you know, it's still at times, you know, difficult because the defense is throwing everything at us right now. But if we see something that we like, you know, Jed's, hey, you got the green light to go get it, and that's what makes a, you know, good quarterback in this league get in the right place.
First day of shoulder pads, did it look a little, I mean, extra physical, extra chippy, especially with the altercation between Tyson?
Yeah, I mean, I think we started off with the 9-on-7 with a run period, and, you know, in the past it's kind of been up and down, but I thought today our offensive line came out and did a really good job, set the tone, and, you know, probably tomorrow the defensive line, you know, is going to come at it. And that's where you see your team building. You know, if you get good days offense, bad days, you know, it all adds up, and it just means we're competing well, and we're making each other better.